Hello and welcome everyone to our new episode of Toonami Therapy. It is July 5th. Maybe we should have recorded it yesterday so we could have made a joke about the 4th of July. Actually, you know what's great about the 4th of July? It's when it is writing the title, is writing the name. Like, you know, like, when is Thanksgiving? What's the exact date? What about Memorial Day or Labor Day or anything else? I couldn't tell you that offhand, but 4th of July, it's right there. Reminds me of Cinco de Mayo, although that one does require a tiny amount of Spanish knowledge to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It means the 5th of May. All right. Let's get started. So, Dragon Ball Super episode 69. So basically, this one is just a crossover episode with Dr. Slump. So basically what happens is, how do I even give the plot for this episode? Basically, the character from that series shows up to, like, some sort of invention thing, and he creates one that'll make whatever you want, and that's great and stuff. Except then his sort of rival made it so that Arale, that sort of, like, a girl who's actually, like, a robot, becomes super playful, except she's astoundingly strong also, so she's actually able to easily defeat Vegeta, and Goku's having all this trouble keeping up with her. Uh-huh. So they try to get Beerus to come, but he's asleep, so they use the thing to make the most delicious food, and he's able to smell it from another dimension and runs over to eat it, which they were trying to hope that he could help them against her, but then he, like, gets stomach acid and has to leave. So, mm-hmm. But then, conveniently, the thing just wears off and everything's back to normal. There's not that much to say about, like, the plot. This is a very gag-based episode. Personally, I thought it was hilarious.
I didn't know any of these characters, so, I didn't really understand any of the little jokes.
To be honest, I'm not super familiar with Dr. Slump. I, like, read maybe a few volumes of it, like, a decade ago. But I can, like, at least remember some of the basics. So I'm like, hey, look, those characters, they're in Dragon Ball. And Vegeta gives the memorable line, only a character from an early 80s gag manga could have so much power.
Yeah.
I love that. Actually, Vegeta basically does a Team Rocket impression, and then he gets blasted away, and then at the end you just see him sort of hanging from that tree, looking all annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like the sort of stuff they always did with Team Rocket.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I thought it was funny, but this definitely has diminishing returns if you're not that familiar with Dr. Slump. I did love the fact that they actually did, like, the Dr. Slump, theme song at the start.
Mm-hmm.
That little song they play, that's the theme song for the anime when it aired, although they kind of changed up the visuals and obviously dubbed it into English.
Right.
I'll also give it credit for having, at least in my opinion, a poop joke that was actually funny. Okay, but yeah, this one, just a silly comedy episode. I really liked it, but I know some people, like, don't. And of course it does. I saw a bunch of people saying, so wait, Arale is powerful enough to fight Goku at Super Saiyan Blue. That means she could have beaten any previous villain in the series and never did.
Yeah.
I think it's because what Vegeta says. Vegeta breaks the fourth wall almost, where he tries to analyze how to fight against a gag manga character.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, that's it. See? She's a gag manga character. She can't fight in any serious situation. All her power is gone.
Yeah.
Okay. So, after that, we'll move on to My Hero Academia Episode 8. So, Deku and Uraraka win, and which we kind of already knew, I think, or, but yeah, but then we actually do get to see the, other, like, you know, members of the class go into it, although in a kind of brief montage that kind of left me wishing that we could have seen more of it. Of that. And then, you know, it just kind of moves on, and everyone's like, you know, all wants to be friends with Deku, but he's like, man, you guys are super nice. I'm going to go over and talk to that guy who hates me and try to cheer him up. Yeah. I wasn't really that fond of this episode, to be honest.
No, I didn't like it at all. I did like the thing about the MVP, wherever they're like that one guy, he was the MVP because he was the only guy who actually stuck to the spirit of the challenge while everyone else was off, you know, doing their own thing. That one guy, I forget his name, he was actually the MVP because he stuck to what he was supposed to do. And that that one girl explains the whole thing, and All Might's like, how does she know all this stuff? And then he pretends that she didn't know. You know, thinking about it, it wasn't that bad of an episode, actually. Because it did have that other part where All Might had to rush away, and he was like, this is how you make a grand exit. But the real reason he was doing it was because his power was about to wear off, and he didn't want anyone to see him. So that was pretty good, too. But yeah, the whole thing about Izuku trying to console Katsuki, that was kind of stupid, and
you know, the annoying thing about a series like this where they have, you know, actual like Japanese names is that everyone has essentially two names, because they're sometimes referred to by their first and sometimes by their second. That's like a thing in like Japan where it kind of depends on your sort of familiarity with the person, whether you refer to them as their first or last name, which means that you have to actually remember the two, both of them, instead of just one.
Yeah, and then you've got their nicknames too.
Oh yeah, that too. That makes
three names.
Yeah, like, I mean, for example, like on Dragon Ball, Vegeta. You just know Vegeta, that's it. You don't need to know the rest of it. Even, like, the other characters have full names, don't really matter that much. Like, Goku's last name is Son. Did you know that? Because it almost never mentions it.
No, I didn't know that.
But it barely, like I said, it's everyone just gets referred to as one name, whereas in something like this, because, you know, it's more sort of real world, it has, you know, the both names, and then you have to actually remember which one. Because I'm looking at, like, you know, the synopsis, and he keeps using the name for characters that I'm not as familiar with. It's referring to, like, their, you know, last names, and I usually think of them with their first. But, yeah, like, so the stuff with the other classmates was fun. It's just the stuff with Deku and Bakugo or Katsuki, whichever one, whatever of the names you use, was just kind of lame. The good news is that it does, I do know the next arc focuses more on the extended cast, so that'll be nice. All right. Fooly Cooly episode 11. I don't really have anything to say about this episode. No, wait, I do have something to say. I discovered that the lyrics for the song are I Think I Can. Because I always thought it was I Think I Count. Because of the, you know, the Japanese accent making them pronounce English words weirdly. That's what I thought. So I learned that the lyric is I Think I Can. There you go. Other than that, copy-paste everything I said before. So that's Fooly Cooly. We'll see if maybe next week, the sixth episode, will manage to unite everything and give me a great impression on this season. Then we'll move on to the new show, episode one of Pop Team Epic. I don't even know how I could summarize the show. It's just like a bunch of like really brief skits that are just like, then, you know, it just has, it like spends like, you know, maybe 15 to 30 seconds on one, then just jumps to the next one. It's like the WarioWare of anime.
Yeah. But didn't it like redo everything that happened in the first segment, then it just redid it with different voices?
There were a few other small changes, like for example, in the first one, when they did the sort of French skit, you have no idea what they're saying, but in the second one they add subtitles. Mm-hmm. But yeah, other than those minor things, it's mostly just them changing up the voices.
Yeah. Which I think is kind of cheap. Yeah.
It is, although I will give it credit. I think when I watched it the second time, I think my opinion of it did go up a little. I don't know, maybe I was just better acclimated for it. Maybe like the voices worked better, or I don't know, but yeah. I mean I didn't particularly care for it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
The reaction I had, and that I saw some other people say, is, well, at the start, it like made it look like it was going to be some sort of like romantic comedy series, and then, you know, it gets interrupted with this, and I'm just thinking, wow, I would have rather watched that show.
Yeah,
for all aspiring writers, if you're going to do this sort of thing where it looks like it's going to be one show and then it switches to another, make sure that the show that it actually ends up not making someone prefer they were watching the other one. Yeah, I mean, I'll keep watching it at least. I mean, I thought, remember not liking the first episode of Lucky Star much, so, you know, maybe this will be a little better, but I'm going to guess it's kind of the same stuff of, like, you know, just brief clips, and then you either find it funny or you don't. And I found most of them not particularly funny.
Yeah, I didn't find it funny at all. It put me to sleep. Yeah, there wasn't anything good about this, except for that opening, which I thought it was going to be like, I was like, oh, maybe those commercials were a lie. That's seriously what I thought. I thought, okay, those commercials we saw last week were a lie, and this is actually going to be like Love Live Sunshine or something like that. And then it turns out to be this piece of crap, which it wasn't as bad as Fooly Cooly was this week. Fooly Cooly was worse, if you can imagine that, but it still wasn't my type of anime. I don't know what they were thinking with this. I don't know. I mean, I guess anything except for yet another generic shonen anime, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, it is only, it is my understanding that they actually make a running gag out of that, like, you know, for like romantic comedy. Apparently, like, I think like each episode they kind of started out like it's that, and then you know, interrupted with the real show. So I guess even if you don't like the show, you can just watch the opening and then just move on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll move on to something a lot better. Episode 42 of Stardust Crusaders. So we discover basically exactly what Darby's power is. He can, if he asks a yes or no question, he can read your mind to find out the answer. So that's why he's always been doing that prediction stuff, because then he can see if that's, you know, what someone is actually saying is the truth or not. So he ends up, he starts doing that again, except Jotaro keeps in the game picking things different than he claims he's going to, which frustrates him, Darby. Ultimately, So, and which makes him, like, ultimately, of course, just kind of have a breakdown and lose. And then it turns out that what's actually been going on is that Joseph has just been using his stand to influence the game so that Darby was, like, you know, asking Jotaro, except Joseph was the actual one playing.
Yeah, my problem with this is that he purposely checked it out to make sure that Jotaro wasn't doing anything to the controller and stuff, so he should have been able to see that Joseph had been controlling the controller the whole time.
Oh, I assume that, like, when you did that, Joseph, like, retracted Hermit Purple, so it wasn't doing anything at that point.
Yeah, but, I mean, this was kind of far-fetched the way they pulled it off. It felt like they got painted into a corner, and then they didn't know how they were going to make it happen. I had a much better idea. I was thinking the whole time, I was like, okay, what's going to happen is that Jotaro's telling the truth, but the reason why he's not doing what he's saying is because he's never played a video game and he's hitting the wrong buttons. That would have been hilarious. That would have been a great way for it to end, but for it to end the way it did, it was very disappointing. And I didn't like it too much.
Well, I didn't mind it that much, but I will admit it wasn't quite as good as the previous, as the build-up was. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's just the first half. It turns out the three-parter was more of a two-and-a-half-parter. Because the second half switches to Polnareff, Iggy, and Avdol, where they go into the house. And Avdol is, they end up being sort of a labyrinth. And Avdol uses a stand to manifest something that's able to detect any living forms or anything living or stands within 15 meters. Now, when he reveals that, Polnareff immediately asks him, why didn't you ever use this before? Or at least that's what Polnareff should have said. Anyway, but so then they just find a guy, and then they just defeat him, and they just, like, one-hit KO him.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I thought that was actually pretty funny. He just gets summarily dispatched like that. The guy whose stand was making the labyrinth. Anyway, but then they encounter another guy who, apparently kills Avdol somehow. And that's our cliffhanger. I have to say somehow. Sorry, what?
He's got his arms.
No. I mean, like, he did that, but I'm not, like, sure exactly, like, what technique or whatever was used there.
Mm-hmm.
So, because Avdol read, like, something on the pillar about the person who reads this will die or something. So I'm like, is that the stand's power? If you read that, it's able to kill you? Because it seemed like he went down really fast.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I liked the first half more than the second half. The second half felt kind of too much of setup. But still, on the whole, good episode.
It was pretty good, but it was the first half had a disappointing ending, and the second half I just got confused what was going on. But it still was probably the best thing of the week, so I'll give it that.
Yeah, I'm just reminded, like, when I'm just saying he was defeated somehow. Just you probably never have you ever been to HomestarRunner.com?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it was this site. It doesn't really update much anymore. But there's this part where this one thing where one of the characters in, like, the series makes this comic called Teen Girl Squad, which is this crudely drawn comic about these teen girls who keep having stupid adventures that usually result in them all dying. And I just remember there's this part where the guy making is just like had come up with a way to kill someone. And he died somehow. Anyway, so there's that. Oh, I don't think I mentioned this before. Maybe you know. I mean, it'll be a while before it ever comes to Toonami, if it ever does, but part 5 of JoJo is getting an anime adaptation.
Hmm. Well, that's not surprising. I mean, it's that popular.
Hmm.
it'll probably make its way onto Toonami at some point. I mean, it's shonen, so they're desperate to get more shonen on. There isn't enough shonen already, so.
Okay, so continuing shonen, we've got Hunter x Hunter episode 101.
Okay, so basically, Killua gets tied up with the octopus, and they become friends pretty quickly, like really ridiculously quickly, and then Killua ends up having this guy who's with a sister, which the sister really doesn't do anything. It doesn't make much sense what her purpose is, but he has this ability to throw darts, and his darts keep on hitting different parts of Killua's body, but then Killua uses one of the octopus's I forget what it's called, suction cup things, and uses that to deflect the dart from ending up killing him, and then he's able to defeat that guy with the darts. And that's pretty much it for this episode.
Yeah, I'm going to say that Killua's way of being, of figuring it out and being able to survive was one of the most ridiculous things I've seen, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
He's like, I was able to determine that it was darts, and I've played darts, so I know how the point system works, so I just counted the number of points you were getting through those things, and then I had also able to figure out that you couldn't see me, and I was able to do this. It's just like, what?
Yeah, and the thing about darts is that the numbers are so close together that even if he did know exactly the number he was on, he still couldn't have predicted it, because there's certain numbers, for example, like there's, you've got the numbers 1 through 20, but you've also got a double 1 through 20 and triple 1 through 20. So even if he figured out the number was like 20, it was up to 20, there's still like 3 or 4 different ways he could get to a number in the, more than that, a number in the 20s, he could get to that via a number of ways. So that doesn't make any sense either. And it was just kind of really ridiculous the way he figured that out.
Yeah. To be honest, the power seemed kind of broken also.
Yeah.
The other thing is, so after he decapitates them, how are they not dead? Because their heads are just there, conveniently to question Killua about how he managed it. And I'm just like, so how does that work? Can they survive while decapitated?
Yeah, that I didn't get that either.
Okay. So, that's Hunter x Hunter. We'll move on to Black Clover episode 28, which is basically another just plain comedy episode. Finral wants to go to a mixer to find like girls for dates, and he has to bring along Asta and Luck to, you know, make three, and of course things go wacky and comedy ensues is essentially the episode. I mean, like, there's not even really a plot to it. It's just weird. It's just wacky stuff happens, and you're either going to find it funny or you aren't. Personally, I found it really funny. It wasn't quite as good as the I mentioned that I really loved the manga chapter it was based on. It's not quite as good as that because it kind of had to add in some stuff to pad it out, but I still thought it was pretty funny.
I thought it was pretty funny, but it was a little ridiculous that girl started liking Asta within like 30 seconds. I mean, that was like pushing it a little bit for me. So I don't know. It wasn't bad. It was better than a lot of the other episodes of this show so far. So
yeah, I remember like when I read the manga chapter, I was like, wow, this is really good, and it kind of made me like the show, the series a lot more. One thing they did add that I thought was really funny, because I don't think this was the manga, was when Finneral is bragging about how his portal powers are able to like take him to all these places, and then he wants to talk about them, and he realizes that all he's been using it for recently is just to let Yami go to places he wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
That part I thought was funny. But yeah, it's just a comedy episode. I personally found it pretty funny. Okay. Naruto Shippuden episode 208. So let's see. So Naruto talks with Garu, who's like saying, oh, Sakura, like, well, they've all decided they need to kill Sasuke. So Sakura coming up with that convoluted fake confession thing was to try to make it so that you wouldn't feel bound to protect Sasuke. And I'm like, okay, that was a really stupid way to go about it then. Meanwhile, Danzo's two minion guys fight against Madara, and they both get beaten, which kind of makes their present pointless, outside, I guess, of to show you how broken the Sharingan is, because Madara is able to just suck them into his eye somehow. But anyway, then he and Sasuke are going to fight against Danzo, and that's the episode.
Yeah, well, it was better than the last episode, I'll say that. But Naruto's obsession with Sasuke is creepy at this point. Like, I mean, it's not even like he's gone beyond being in love with Sasuke. I mean, this is a all out stalker type of thing that he has on Sasuke. He is just so obsessed with him. That's all he can think about. Like, I can understand if all it was, okay, he's in love with Sasuke. That's not it. He's literally acting like a stalker does.
I think, honestly, it seems, if we're going to, like, talk about it in the context of a romantic relationship, it feels less like stalker and more like an abusive relationship where Naruto keeps trying to come back to Sasuke even after Sasuke fights him and tries to kill him.
Yeah, that would be another good thing.
Yeah, it is a bit annoying. It's, other than that, I mean, I guess it was okay. Just kind of some stuff happened and it was okay.
Yeah, it was alright, but... Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we'll pick our top three. For me, it was a tricky one because my top three was pretty obvious to me, but the order was tricky. So, So I'm going to put JoJo at number three, which is actually a bit of a surprise. And, So number one and number two, I was having trouble deciding between Dragon Ball Super and Black Clover because I thought they were both funny. But I'm like, well, that Dr. Slump theme song thing they did was actually really fun and catchy, and I listened to it multiple times. So there you go, Dragon Ball Super, then Black Clover, then JoJo.
Okay, my top three would be JoJo, and then Black Clover, and then Hunter Hunter.
Okay. All right. So that's it for this week. News. So if you were wondering what was going to replace FLCL Progressive, it's going to be reruns of FLCL Progressive.
Really? Not the next
show. Well, they're going to, like, re-show those episodes again, and then they'll show the third season, is my understanding.
Wow, is that stupid.
Are they
going to still be at the same time, or are they going to get moved back?
I have no idea.
Oh. Because if they're going to show them again, I would rather them at least show them at 2 in the morning, so then, you know, I can watch something that's actually new. That's disappointing to hear.
Let me see if some sort of TV guide thing tells me. Let me look it up for. Let's see. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Now these things can sometimes be kind of off, especially this far off. But let me see where it is for Cartoon Network. Okay, here we go. Oh, why are these sites always so slow?
Mm-hmm.
No, seriously, why? I'm using Zap to it instead of TVGuide.com because TV Guide always went super slow when I tried to look at it, but now Zap to it is doing it.
Yeah, TV Guide's the worst. Their site is like from the dial-up age. I don't understand. And I've even got all the ads blocked, and it still won't load.
I've heard that actually ad block can sometimes make things go slower if there's a bunch of ads because it has to devote resources to blocking all of them.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So according to this, FLCL is staying in the same time slot.
Oh, that's great.
But, so we're not going to get something new until, I think, JoJo is the next one to be finished with. So, it'll be then. It's either going to be Season 3 of Attack on Titan, which I think is a more likely one, or it'll be JoJo Part 4.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which of the ones it'll be.
Wait a minute. When does JoJo Part 3 end?
I think there's like 6 episodes left.
Really? There's just 6 episodes left?
Yeah, we're pretty near the end.
Wow, I didn't realize that. I thought this thing still had a lot to go. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. Has the third season of Attack on Titan aired in Japan yet?
No, it starts, I think, in 2 weeks.
Okay. That clears up a lot for me because I would have been spoiled on it already if it had started airing yet. So, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think it has to be one of those two because, like I said, DeMarco said the next three ones were, like, one was going to get people excited, two was going to confuse people. Well, that's obvious, MHA and Pop Team Epic. And the third would be Riding the Puck, which is vague, but everyone assumes it means, like, it's something that's been on Toonami or is currently on it. And with JoJo ending, it's either going to be Attack on Titan Season 3, because the timing is good, or they're just going to go into the next JoJo show, which would make some sense, because, you know, JoJo goes into JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if they will. I don't know if they've even started, like, dubbing Part 4 or not. But I do hope they do that. I've heard of very good things about Part 4.
The one I'm looking forward to is the one with the girl.
Well, that's Part 6.
Part 6?
Yes.
Oh, man. It's a long way away. I'll be 40 by the time that airs.
All right. So, I guess that's all of them. Did you have anything else to say?
All I want to say is that I'm going to try to start watching stuff again and reviewing stuff on the blog again. I've been kind of busy lately, so I haven't been able to do that. So, hopefully I'll be able to get to that. I'm not sure if I'm going to keep on doing, like, a show every day or just, like, try to get Ice Shield 21 finished because my worry is that if I don't finish Ice Shield 21 fast enough, it'll get taken off Crunchyroll and then I'll have no way of ever seeing it. So that's what I'm hoping for. So there you go.
Okay, and I don't have anything important to add, unfortunately. I guess I kind of already used up the season 5 of JoJo part when I mentioned it then. So I guess that'll be that for this week, and we will see you next week. You can see our previous episodes at TommyAPhillips.com or TunamiTherapy.podbean.com. Yeah, that's what we're going off with.